CBS presents this program in color.
She's beautiful. Maria is beautiful.
Yeah.
She's crazy about this.
Yeah.
Carl, do you think she would go out tonight with a certain tall, handsome sergeant?
What did you have in mind?
Mix your drinks. I'm not interested in your opinion. Liebchen. I would like to talk to you.
Yeah.
Today I got paid.
Oh, that's nice. Congratulations.
So tonight I take you to the Hauserhof for Sauerbraten.
Oh, you are so romantic. But Diana, you worked at 1 o'clock.
Oh, but by that time the Sauerbraten will be cold. Can't you leave a little earlier?
You have to ask my boss.
All right. Hermann wouldn't dare refuse one of Germany's brave fighting men in uniform.
Oh, I thought you were a teddy bear.
A brave fighting teddy bear in uniform. Where is he?
In the office.
How about a little kiss for good luck?
Hey, Maria.
Oh, you are irresistible. I go back to work now.
See you later, baby.
Maybe I am irresistible.
Oh, hello. Don't you knock before you enter a room.
Excuse me, I just wanted to ask Hermann something.
What is it?
Can Maria get off a little earlier tonight? You see, I got paid.
Impossible. We are short-handed as it is.
Excuse me. I just thought I asked. Excuse me.
Who is that big slob?
Schultz. He is sergeant of the guard at Stalag 13. He's been there ever since the place opened.
He was sergeant of the guard at Stalag 13.
Was?
Now he is on his way to the Eastern Front.
Gentlemen, the dealer has 20 and he'll pay 21. Give me that lovely money.
Come on.
Frodo's car.
Nobody's got 21.
I could have told you that in advance, couldn't I?
No,
that's what I was afraid of.
Yeah, his fingers have eyes.
Come on and on this game, gentlemen.
Don't get up, gentlemen. I know playing cards is forbidden, but why spoil a beautiful evening?
One of our crowds is flipped.
If he loses, put it on my belt.
I think he's loaded.
Yes, my dear friend, I'm loaded. I'm loaded with love.
Look at that smile. He's not a girl on the off, bro.
Maria?
Ah, she's beautiful. Beautiful!
Did old Cupid take a shot at you, Schultz?
He and broke the arrow.
Got a joke.
They're just jealous, Schultz.
Who's jealous of what?
Schultz and Maria, that girl at the Opera, have been making music. Right, Schultzy?
She calls me Teddy Bear.
Teddy Bear? How thoughtful.
Very revolting.
Just stand there, Schultz. Come on, tell us about it.
Well, she let me kiss her affectionately, you know?
You, put your arms around her?
What do you think? I sent her the kiss by mail.
Yeah. And I suppose she put her arms around you?
You said it, big boy.
All the way around? She must be an orangutan.
Discretion does not permit me to talk about the subject any longer. I am not a man to kiss and tell.
Very nice.
I predict a big romance. You'd be forging passes to get into town to see her. Shaving every day. You might even take off a few pounds. That is what you've got to get rid of.
That, my dear Colonel, is all muscle.
Oh, let me show you something. Stand up straight. Look down. Can you see your shoes?
I can't even see the floor.
If you can't see your shoes, you can't touch them.
Ah, sure I can. I'm sure.
Okay, I'm ready to see that. Come on.
Keep your head down. That's it. That's better than I thought. All right, Schultz, don't overdo it.
I will have to exercise a little more.
Yeah, you do that. We'll see you right.
Wait a minute. Don't you want to hear about Maria anymore?
Oh, it's too exciting. Makes the natives restless.
Oh, I understand. Jealousy.
Good night. Good night, hot lips. Two troop trains through Hamelburg yesterday eastward. 9th Panzer Brigade, 14th Infantry, assault equipment, tight security precaution. M. Get that off to London, huh, can't you?
All right. A good system, Colonel. Maria does the spying and Schultz carries the messages.
Mm-hmm. We're also making an important contribution to military science.
How do you figure that, sir?
We're using the first 300-pound carrier pigeon in history.
Major Tingle, I don't understand. What has the Gestapo got to do with Luftwaffe personnel?
Lieutenant!
Berlin has issued a new directive. Our orders are to find men on the home front and see that they are transferred to active duty in combat units. Danke, Fräulein.
Bitte.
Transfer to combat units. That's another way of saying Eastern Front.
True, it is.
But why the Gestapo? That's outrageous!
You think so, do you?
I intend to appeal this to the High Command. Even to the Führer, if necessary.
Colonel! The Führer does not even know you are alive!
You may not be.
I'm beginning to see what you're driving at.
That is better.
But you're wasting your time, sir. My men are not exactly what you would call frontline fighting caliber.
How do you classify them?
Well, they're the dregs.
Really?
But the finest dregs in all of Germany.
You seem to manage.
I can assure you, Major Kegel, that it is my spirit, my iron will, that has made this the most secure camp in all of Germany. I could run this place single-handed if I wanted to, and I...
You want to see the roster of the men?
I already have it.
Oh, I've always said you are a marvelously efficient organization.
Thank you. Now, there is a great shortage of non-commissioned officers on our fighting fronts. What about this Sergeant Schultz as a starter?
Him? In a combat unit?
He couldn't find his way out of kindergarten.
He is a sergeant.
Yes, he's also a big fat tub of jelly.
The Russian front is not a beauty contest.
Yes, but Sergeant Schultz...
Even colonels who wear monocles are needed.
But that's another matter. I...
What would they be doing there?
I think Sergeant Schultz is a marvelous choice.
Come in.
Herr Colonel, Sergeant Schultz reporting his orders, sir.
Sergeant Schultz, come in, at ease. Would you care for a little schnapps, sir?
Herr Kommandant, it is against the regulation to drink when you are on duty.
That is true.
Wanted to catch me, huh?
Of course not. I offered you a little drink because this is a very special occasion.
Oh, it is.
Indeed it is. I have some very good news for you, my boy.
My boy?
Ah, how I envy you.
Envy me?
Schulz, I have the pleasure to tell you you are being transferred to the Eastern Front. Isn't that thrilling news?
Thrilling? I'm out of my mind. What happened to you, Commandant? Did it do something wrong?
Of course not. You're just being asked to use your knowledge and experience in the service of the Third Reich.
Yeah?
You want Germany to win the war, don't you?
Yeah.
By being transferred to the Eastern Front, you can make that possible.
Would it be so bad if we lost the war?
Schulz, we're going to miss your sense of humor around
here. Herr Commandant, I have flat feet. I'm overweight. My eyes are bad. And I'm not so young anymore.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
How about dandruff?
Come on, Schulz.
I also have nervousness.
You nervous? Don't be silly.
I'm silly too.
I think at this point you would find almost anything wrong with yourself.
Try me.
I realize you're not exactly what I would call a perfect physical specimen.
Now you're on the right track.
You have something much more important than physical perfection. You have a fighting spirit.
I'll get rid of it.
In these times, my boy, a man in uniform has two choices. Either he fights, or he's called a coward.
I'd rather be a coward.
Do you want to give up the chance for greater glory on the battlefield? Do you want to go on being called a coward?
Why not? That's something I understand.
Why would they pick just you?
I'm lucky, I guess.
Sounds fishy to me.
Well, let's face it, he's not the greatest fighting machine in the world.
They thought I was okay when they took me in 5 years ago.
The recruiting sergeant that signed you up could be shot for sabotage.
I think somebody's got it in for him.
I'll buy that.
I have no enemy in the world.
How about us?
Any trouble with any of the officers recently?
I mind my own business. I know nothing, nothing.
Anything wrong in town the other day?
Yeah, you know, like get drunk, maybe.
No, I just went to the Hofbräu and I saw Maria.
Is it possible some big shot has his eye on her?
Who would be jealous of Schulz?
Yeah, that's pretty unbelievable.
It could be that Major Kegel.
Who's Major Kegel?
Some kraut we missed?
Gestapo. I saw him only twice. Once in Herman's office, and once when he came here.
Gestapo man came to camp and I wasn't told? Where was I?
Listening to the World Series with the rest of us.
Well, first things first.
Funny. As soon as Major Kegel left the office, Klink gave me the bad news.
Any reason this Major Kegel might be sore at you?
No, of course. When I came into Herman's office, he was mad at me because I did not knock on the door.
That's no reason to send a man to the Russian front.
Yeah, hold it, hold it. Anything else happened, Schulz?
No, he was sitting there in the office with Herman. There was money on the table and Herman had a few bills in his hands.
And you interrupted him?
I guess so, but he was mad just for a minute.
Stick around, Schulz. Be right back.
Why did you have to go to Herman's office?
Well, I wanted to ask...
A message ready for Maria. Got it right here. Need locations, anti-aircraft installations, bomb assembly plant.
All right. Add this to it. Need information on Major Kegel, Gestapo. Urgent.
All right. Good. I'll pin this on our pigeon right now.
Oh, Schulz.
Yeah? When are you going to tell Maria?
Tonight. It's going to break her heart.
Shall I get her?
It wouldn't be so bad if she wouldn't be so crazy about it.
By the way, how are you coming with your bending exercises?
How do you like that?
I'm making out my will, and he wants me to do bending exercises.
Can you touch your toes yet?
Please, Colonel Hung, I'm not in the mood.
Very good, you keep at it.
Yeah, and I think you should do it again just as soon as you get back from town, right, Colonel?
Oh, by all means.
What for?
Practice makes perfect.
And if you're transferred to one of those combat units, your life may depend on it.
Survival of the fittest.
What size box hole do you take, Schultz?
Please, Carter.
I'd say about 48 stout.
Well, bad taste.
Jolly joke.
Now, Schultz. Kegel friendly with owner of bar. That must be Herman Schultz is always talking about. Believe black market operation. Storeroom back of bar is loaded with boxes and merchandise kept locked at all times.
A black market operation?
Scratch a Gestapo man, you find a crook.
Where does Schultz fit in all this, Colonel?
He walked into Herman's office unexpectedly, remember?
And money was being counted.
Mm-hmm. My guess is he actually walked in on a payoff. So Kegel had him transferred to the Russian front for winter sports.
Bloody murder.
And Schultz is awful on skis.
Boy, this Major Kegel's a terrible person. We ought to call him on this.
We don't let him get away with it.
Oh, sure. We walk up to him and say, you're a terrible person. Pick up your check. Get out of World War II.
Well, old Schultz was laughs while he lasted.
No, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We're not giving up on Schultz just like that, are we?
Do we have a choice?
Oh, we're dealing with Gestapo here, sir. I mean, they're proper villains.
Do you realize if we lose Schultz, we get a new crowd to take his place? We can train him fine, but suppose he refuses to be housebroken, then what?
Reading our mail and looking for tunnels.
And maybe finding them.
But how could we save Schultz? He's practically quick frozen right now.
Maybe putting the heat on Kegel might be the answer. Kinch, get that camera of yours tuned up.
Right.
I'll need some watches, too. That'll be the bait.
Oh, yeah, and the fish are tight, getting they'll swallow us.
Boy, this is the craziest. Us saving a crowd.
Carter, it's not for us alone. If we keep Schultz here, we could be helping our Russian allies.
How? I don't understand that.
You can help the Russians.
Schultz could very easily slip on the ice, fall, and wipe out an entire Russian division. Derail a troop train, even.
Well, make yourself at home.
I'm a salesman.
I am not interested in buying anything.
You haven't seen the merchandise.
Ralph. Junk.
Really, Major?
Oh, you know who I am.
Everybody knows the Gestapo. And everybody knows the black market.
You are not a salesman. You are American. Who are you?
I'm a friend of Sergeant Schultz, and I want you off his back.
Sergeant Schultz, huh?
I don't want him to get frostbite.
Really? Well, considering you may be arrested and shot, that is very decent of you.
That's a shot they'll hear all the way to Berlin.
You're threatening me?
And Herman.
How did you find out?
Let's just say I'd rather have your boss Himmler find out, if necessary.
What is your interest in Schultz?
I like him.
That is not good enough.
For you, it is. I've laid it out for you, Major. Cancel Schultz's train reservation, or Gestapo headquarters gets the whole story.
Well, you are a very clever salesman. I will think about it.
You do that.
Wiedersehen.
Wiedersehen.
never seen him before. Who is he?
It doesn't matter. He says he knows all about our business, claims he has friends in Berlin.
Bluffing.
Maybe, but why take chances? We will move everything all at once. I will bring the truck around.
All right, what about our newfound friend?
Our former friend? Kill him.
Cigar.
Right. All clear.
Got him, Colonel.
Good work. Let's get back to camp and develop those pictures, huh?
How many copies you want?
5 or 6, nice and sharp. Something suitable for blackmail.
Yes, in a book out, I understand. Thank you for advising me. I take care of it. You don't have to worry. You do worry. Yes, sir. Peter Zen, Heil Hitler. That makes it official. Any orders given by Major Kegel are revoked, effective immediately. He was arrested by his own people, the Gestapo.
Arrested, Herr Commandant?
Black market activity. Some of the evidence, even a few photographs, were sent to his superiors in Berlin by someone. He was caught in the act.
I never really trusted that man.
If his orders are revoked, that means that...
Your transfer? Once? Twice? 3 times?
That feels so good, Herr Commandant. Please, tear it up once more.
Let me be the first one to congratulate you.
Thank you, Herr Commandant. But, Herr Commandant, you congratulated me when I was going to the Russian front.
I'm very flexible in these matters.
May I unpack, Herr Commandant?
Absolutely. You may resume your duties immediately.
Jawohl, Herr Commandant.
What are you doing?
Well, Herr Commandant, we had a drink when I was about to be transferred.
One more move. And I will paste these orders back together, piece by piece. Dismissed!
Except, Colonel.
Okay. Schultz will probably be going into town tonight for a little celebration.
Yeah, the mail must go through. Either rain or snow or...
What?
How's that go?
Colonel Hogan! Colonel Hogan! Guess what?
Congratulations, Schultz.
How do you know?
Just an educated guess.
Maria will be happy when she hears the news, eh, Schulze?
Big time in the old town tonight, huh?
How about getting the celebration started with a few banding exercises?
Hold it! Hold everything! I'm not going into town tonight. I'm not going to see Maria anymore. That's where the trouble started. It's all over. And I'm not going to do any bending exercises either.
What happened?
Gentlemen, we saved a kraut and lost a pigeon.
I got it. Neither rain or snow or gloom of night will stay our couriers from these appointed rounds. Very famous.